This is the Hot Corner for the week of September the 6th to September the 12th.
This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your hosts, Ryan McKenna.
Welcome to the Hot Corner, the source for all your Major League Baseball needs. I'm Ryan McKenna. You are currently tuning in to our 17th episode of the season, where we will talk about who signed Brad Penny. David Wright makes his return to the lineup with a new design on his head, and much, much more. I hope you enjoy the show. The Hot Corner News. The Giants won the sweepstakes for righty pitcher Brad Penny, and he will be able to participate in the Giants postseason run. That is, if there is one. He will start on Wednesday, it is assumed, and will hopefully get back to that brilliant pitcher he was before last season. Well, Penny did pitch on Wednesday, and by the way things are turning out this season, every American League pitcher that makes their way over to the National League has shined to date. That is, if you are a Boston Red Sox. First, it was John Smoltz, who pitched a great debut with the Cards after being released by the Bo Sox. And on Wednesday night, it was Brad Penny with the Giants. Penny pitched 8 shutout innings while only giving up 5 hits and a 4-0 decision for the Giants over the Phillies. Kyle Drabek, the name that popped up oh so many times before July 31st, has been shut down for the season. This is a precautionary move, according to the Phillies organization, to his speed-up schedule in the minors this season. The 21-year-old, playing in both Class A and AA, pitched extremely well, going 12-3 with a 3.19 ERA. Other speculation about trades included Canadian Rich Harden of the Cubs, who was claimed off waivers by the Minnesota Twins, while his fellow pitcher and teammate Aaron Hellman was claimed by the Giants, but no deal transpired for either guys. Canadian! Maybe episode 16 of the Hot Corner made the White Sox smell the roses, or maybe Jose Contreras was sick of the booze, because he is out of Chicago and into a massive playoff race with the Colorado Rockies. These two clubs worked out a trade late Monday evening. And Contreras has already pitched for the Rockies. He pitched back on the 5th, and he did very well. He won the game, going 6 2/3, giving up 8 hits, but only 1 earned run, and a winning cause for the Rockies. Going back to the White Sox is pitcher Brandon Hinsink in that Contreras trade, and he played AAA for the Rockies this season. Other White Sox news seen veteran slugger and full-time designated hitter Jim Thome go to the Dodgers for a minor leaguer. Finally, the Dodgers wrapped up their shopping finanza with the acquisition of John Garland from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And after the sad death of Senator Kennedy last week, a surprising name has come out as the next candidate for the job. Curt Schilling, the former Boston Red Sox, who retired in March, says he has some interest in the position, although he did note that a lot of pieces would have to find their place in the puzzle before that happened. Schilling is a registered independent and a longtime Republican, helping both George W. Bush and John McCain for their presidential runs. That'll wrap up our news.
The Hot Corner. Who's hot and who's not? Fantasy update.
Yes, right into the fantasy update, we go to the Who's Hot. Who's hot this week, and since the All-Star break, is Barry Zito of the San Francisco Giants. Now, names like Jonathan Sanchez throwing the no-hitter, Matt Cain and Tim Lincecum have been very overshadowing of Barry Zito, who has that 12-6 dancing like crazy again. He is 2-1 in the past month with a 2.04 ERA in 6 starts. Now, he is also 4-2 since the All-Star break. This is a pitcher who, I believe, was a little... He struggled out of the gate this year, earlier this year. And he has the last couple years, really, after he signed that big, huge contract. But now, hopefully, he can help the Giants make that playoff push and get into the postseason. Who's not? Well, he was featured earlier in one of our earlier episodes as Who's Hot, but now Raul Ibanez has made it into the Who's Not column. Ibanez, in the past week, has really struggled. He is just batting not even .177, it's .77. He is really not seeing the ball very well. Manager Charlie Manuel gave him a rest there on Friday. And, yeah, in the past week, he only has one hit in 13 at-bats. So, a little shocking and, I don't know if I would say scary if you're a Phillies fan, but definitely something that you need to look at. And hopefully he can get going for this Philly squad looking to repeat as World Series champions. We'll kick things over now to the injury report.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
After an extremely scary scene just a few weeks ago in which Mets third baseman David Wright was hit in the head with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, he made a return on Tuesday night going 1-for-3. As we mentioned in episode 15 about the new S100 helmet designed by Rawlings, and the article that mentioned that it could be bulky, the helmet that is, well, we got a shot of the helmet, and we will post it for your viewing. It is quite a bit bulkier. Wright did say after the game that the helmet does need a few tweaks because it was falling off and wobbling around whenever he was in the batter's box. But I think Wright should be the pioneer for this. It's definitely something that players need. I mean, ball players are, well, most of them at least. I know I'm not very pretty. So, I mean, if a helmet's going to make you even more uglier, then, I mean, it's not really a big deal. You wear it for, what, probably 15 minutes a night? So it's not that big of a deal, really, if you're viewing it from the Hot Corner's point of view. But yeah, we'll post the helmet up for viewing and let us know what you think about it. After having an open heart surgery just a few months ago, Aaron Boone of the Houston Astros is back with the club as a September call-up. The team said they have not mapped out a schedule for when Boone will play yet. Michael Young, the third baseman of the Rangers, will miss a couple of weeks after sustaining a hamstring injury Tuesday night. Young was having a great season, hitting .322 with 23 home runs and 67 ribbies. Grady Sizemore will have season-ending elbow surgery. Sizemore has been battling the injury all season, and the way the Indian season has been going, he might as well pack things up for the season and look forward to a better 2010. That will wrap up our injury report. Once again, thanks for tuning in to our 17th episode this season. Tomorrow is Labor Day, the last day of summer for a lot of kids. I hope everyone has a safe and happy day, as well as a school year. If you're wondering where our question of the week was this week, we couldn't line up anybody to do the question of the week, and just the way the question was going to be, I believed it would be very good if someone else was on the show with me to discuss it. I believe we have someone lined up for next week, and hopefully we will get that on air for our 18th episode. Wow, we're getting up there. Once again, guys, thanks for tuning in, and we'll leave you with some, well, Boston Red Sox know this band very well, Dropkick Murphys. Have a good week, folks. This has been a presentation of the Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Technical director is Matt. Assistant Technical Director is Mitchell. Special Analyst, Adam Connor. Thanks for tuning in.